Now, let's go to the fifth chapter of the book of Mark. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now here, we just found out they came over onto the other side of the sea and in the country of the Gadarenes. Now, if you look at the Galilee, Capernaum is over here. Magdal is down here. And the Gadarenes is over here on this side of the lake, in this part. It's over across the lake from Capernaum. So now, they came out of the ship immediately. They met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. Now, we won't turn there, but in fact, we could put it up. The sixth chapter of Ephesians, please, and start with the 10th verse. Thank you, Jesus. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Rulers of the darkness of this world are the ones that possess people. One devil. Now, and I've had considerable experience at this. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had often been bound with fetters or shackles and chains. The chains had been plucked asunder by him and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. Well, he had an unclean spirit. He was possessed with this thing. Always, night and day, he was in the mountains, in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. He was a cutter, and he didn't sleep night and day. So you could imagine what kind of condition he was in. He's naked. Well, that devil is in him, controlling him. Now, everybody heard this. Everybody that was there heard this. Well, if there wasn't anybody there but his men, they heard every bit of this. They were right there with him. So now, notice this. He had an unclean spirit, one. So he was an unclean man. Living among those tombs, no man could bind him. When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Now, if there had been anybody that the devil could have stopped from worshiping, it would have been him, because he completely controlled him. Come on. But he worshiped him. He couldn't stop him from worshiping him. And I will point out that Jesus delivered him just like that. Amen. Amen. So now notice this, and I'm going to attempt to do this. It's hard to imitate this, but I've had devils to talk to me more than once. And cried with a loud voice, "What am I to do with thee, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, you torment me not." For Jesus had already said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is your name?" He answered and said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." My name is Legion, for we are many. So there's 3,000 to 6,000 devils involved in this thing. I have no earthly idea how he first yielded to it. I don't know. But now it's completely done in him. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of that country. They were there on assignment. Now, there were 2,000 hogs or more. They were food for the Roman army. There sure weren't any Jews having anything to do with them. But that's what frightened the people there. So now there were nigh under the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and then all the devils. Now the people didn't hear this, but Jesus did. They didn't hear this. Send us into the swine that we may enter into them. Forthwith Jesus gave them leave. The unclean spirits went out, entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and they were drowned, about 2,000 of them. All spirit beings desire a body. Those devils lost their bodies. Fallen spirits. They're fallen devils. I wish I had time to go into all that, but I don't. But every spirit desires a physical body through which they have a wide range of expression. The Holy Spirit needed your and my body to have a wider range of expression. Amen. Amen. I had the Lord say to me one time, this is Memphis, Tennessee. And first meeting I was on with Brother Roberts, this was the second time my feet stuck to the ground. I walked in there and there's over 2,000 sick people in there and I could smell it. It frightened me so, I just walked out the exit door in that big auditorium in Memphis. And I got out the door, my feet stuck to the sidewalk. And I said, all right, what is it? He said, on here inside here, he said, where are you going? I said, I'm going home. I said, I'm going back to Tulsa. How are you going to get there? I said, I don't know. I'm going to catch a Greyhound bus or something. They can get that airplane home any way they want to. Why? I said, I can't stand that. He said, inside me, he said, Kenneth, I could have filled you with an angel. I was standing right out there on that sidewalk. I'm talking out loud. I'm just glad wasn't anybody walking along there. I said, you could what? He said, well, what do you think a demon-possessed man is? Full of a fallen angel, the devil himself. I said, my feet are still stuck now. Because in a minute, he's going to give me my choice. He said, I didn't fill you with an angel. I wouldn't trust you to an angel. I filled you with myself, and I have anointed you to do something about this. Now, what are you going to do? And my feet came unstuck. And I said, praise God, I'm going back in there. And I found out right then, that's why I'd been baptized in the Holy Ghost. Up to then, I knew I was speaking a lot of tongues real hard and fast, but I didn't know, what's it all about? It's great, you know, and all that. But now I found out why.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, now this is happening to this man. Jesus gave them leave, And the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and they were about 2,000, and they drowned. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. They went out to see what was done. They come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Where did they get the clothes? Faith prepares. He knew what he was going to do, and he knew he's going to call this man to preach. He's clothed and in his right mind, and they began to pray him to get out of here. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said, go home to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done and has had compassion on you. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Now check it out. Check it out. The next time Jesus came through Decapolis, the crowd was there. It just didn't give us his name. So, here's what must have happened. Jesus must have said, Terry, he must have said, now look, before we go over there, I want to warn you about something. There's a man over there, and he's completely possessed with the devil, and he's going to be nasty looking. He's going to be running around out there naked, and he's a cutter. He's going to be bleeding. Looks terrible, nasty. But my Father has directed me to go over there and deliver him of that devil, because my Father wants to call him to preach. So, Judas, come up with some money here. Go buy some nice clothes. I don't want him going home naked. No. The man's going to be a preacher. He needs to look good. He needs to go home looking good. And they're going to say, where in the world have you been? Well, let me tell you. So then he would have gone all the way back and told his story then of how it got started. Now, I was in Jamaica, and we were headed to church one night, and the man that was driving for me, he said, Brother Copeland, he said, before we go preach in New Hope, he said, can we stop by and pray for a woman? I said, sure. And he started to get in the car, and he said, oh, yeah, she's mad. I said, why? She said, she's crazy. Okay. Well, I had a former Marine with me, and he was helping me in a lot of different ways. Well, there was Earl and the pastor and me. So we went into this house, no electricity, just oil lamps. We were up in the mountains. That's what the Lord directed me to do. And got up there and walked into this house, and we walked in there. It looked like some kind of Halloween thing. It was spooky. I mean, we went through a couple of rooms, and it looked like to me anybody in there could have qualified. I mean, it was a bad-looking place. And they kind of laughing at me as I walked by. And some of them, I was the first light-skinned man they'd ever seen in the first place. I'm up in the hills, walked all the way back, and there was a young woman up in the middle of a bed. No, just an old cotton mattress. Just squatted on her haunches there. No kerosene lantern hanging on the wall, or light, globe over it. And it wasn't a lantern, but it was a wall light. So it's kind of dim in there in the first place. I walked up there, and she was just like this. If that's me standing there, she was about like this. And when we walked in there, she turned around and she ducked down like this. She looked over there at that pastor and she said, "You must be Oral Roberts." He said, "No, ma'am." Looked over there at Earl and said, "You must be Brother Weber." Well, Brother Weber was a radio teacher and a good one. He said, "No, ma'am.
I know who you are, and you're afraid of anything that isn't flesh and blood."
I looked at, and he went down. I said, "Now look at me, baby. Look at me." I said, "I fear neither man nor beast. Look at me. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose I am and whom I serve, you let her go. You come out of her right now." And she ducked her head. And I said, "No, now listen to me. The Lord Jesus sent me here to tell you that he loves you." She ducked. Now I said, look at me. She looked up there at me. I said, "The Lord sent me here to tell you that he loves you." Well, I didn't have time to hang around. She just looked at me. You could see it in her eyes. That spirit was gone. Well, we got in the car, and I asked the pastor, I said, "Do you know this family?" "Oh, yeah." He said, I've known the woman. I said, "What happened to her?" "Well, Brother Kenneth," he said, "she was 18 years old, and she was a waitress, and there was a group came to town and preaching, and she got saved, and she was so thrilled. So she bought her a new dress, and she went and had her hair fixed and cleaned up and powdered up and everything, and went to church. And she walked up on the front door of the church, and they said, 'You can't come in here.' 'Why?' 'You have cut your hair. Look, what's that on your fingernails? Jesus does not love women that cut their hair, paint their face, and paint their fingernails.'" They wouldn't let her in the church. Jesus. Well, she didn't know anything. And she tried her best to keep working, but she got that on her mind, and she couldn't get it off, didn't know how to get it off, and nobody up there in those hills could tell her anything. Well, the pastor really didn't know how to handle it. And she dwelt on it and dwelt on it and dwelt on it and dwelt on it until that devil took over her mind. He didn't take over her spirit. She's born again. I didn't know. I kept telling her that Jesus sent me to tell her he loved her. And that's what snapped it, and that thing left. Hallelujah. This is what this is all about. Don't ever be afraid of them. Not ever. Not ever. But you listen in here. Amen. What do you think? You get anything out of this tonight? Faith works. And the basic fundamentals of faith. Brother Hagin would say it over and over and over and over again. Now be careful, because you'll start where you are, and then you'll have new people come in, and they don't have any idea what you're talking about. He said, from time to time, I mean, go to the fundamentals of faith. The basic fundamentals. He'd call it the ABCs of faith. Amen. So you go back to the woman with the issue of blood, and you start over again. Now, this is the way faith works. Number one. Faith is a product of the spirit, not the mind. It's born out of and in the born-again human spirit. We were in a seminar one Sunday afternoon, and Brother Hagin finished up his what he was saying and got over there in Thessalonians, and he said, I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body. I turned to Gloria. I said, that is the key right there. That is it. The soul and the spirit are not the same thing. And you go to the book of Hebrews, and it says it again. Dividing the soul and the spirit with the word. That's it. We are spirit beings, and our words are filled with either faith or something else. And I'll say it to you again. Let me get up there so I can quit. I'll say it to you again while you stand up. In fact, you can say it with me. And say it boldly. Faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. I'm a believer. I am a spirit being like God. I speak like God. I speak His words, and His words become my words, and then my Father God and me are one. We are one together. We are one spirit together. I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, and all my strength. I love my neighbor as myself, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. And Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. And all people will know you're my disciples the way you love one another. So rejoice and be glad, for I have developed a way to see to it that you're always well all the time.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. March 23 through 25, come to the Sacramento Victory Campaign in North Highlands, California. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. June 22 through 24, make plans to be at the Chattanooga Victory Campaign in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Go to kcm.org/events for more information. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Hello, I'm Dwayne Munoz, Associate Dean at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. We've had our faith built this week with Brother Copeland's teaching on faith for prosperity. If you've missed any of these broadcasts, you can watch them again on demand free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Our foundation scripture is Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, be not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. We want to give you the opportunity to sow into the word you've heard. Faith is the connection to your covenant with God. So mix your faith with the word you've heard and see God's promises fulfilled in your life. Partners, thank you for standing alongside us and helping us get the word sent throughout the world. We appreciate your prayers and support. Over the past 55 years, KCM has been able to preach and send the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. You have been a part of the good news of the gospel that has gone out to generations of families throughout the broadcast, magazine, website, social media, meetings, products, and more. We believe with you for your harvest. Let me pray over your offering. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every partner. I thank you for everyone who is sowing into this ministry so that the word can go out. And Father, as your word says, dear Lord, that you meet every need. So Father, I thank you that every household is blessed in Jesus' name, and abundance is theirs. And we call it now, and we rejoice in it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Remember our prayer line. If you need someone to pray with you, call us today. We have licensed prayer ministers trained in the Word to pray in faith with you. Take hold of God's promises and make His Word final authority in your life. As Brother Copeland has said, get on the blessing side of life. We have prayer ministers in all of our KCM offices around the world, in Africa, UK, Canada, Australia, Ukraine, and South America. For more information about all our KCM offices, go to kcm.org. Next Monday, join Brother Copeland for a powerful healing service. If you're believing to receive your healing, be sure to join him all next week for a series on God's Word is the Prescription for Life. This is Dwayne Munoz reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.